WTAW News Time is 7:05, 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has set their public hearings and final action on next year's proposed property tax rate, but not on a unanimous vote.
During Tuesday night's roll call, two councilmen said no to keep the tax rate the same next year.
Mayor Pro Tem Owens, we have a no.
After Mayor Jason Bianski announced Greg Owens' decision, came a short wait for Mike Sutherland.
Councilmember Sutherland.
Well, I have to vote no.
The last to vote, Buppy Simic, took 19 seconds before saying yes. Joining Bianski, Ben Hardiman, Rafael Pena, and Al Sines. None of the members gave an explanation. In College Station, the city council wrapped up 3 days of budget workshops yesterday. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says discussion included the continued funding of the Research Valley Partnership as the Economic Development Agency is developing a new strategic plan.
They'll probably be more focused on workforce development, which I think is the direction they need to go.
The mayor says the council also talked at length about the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Occupancy rates are up. The hotel tax that we collect is up. So those are good indications that they are effective. The hoteliers are happy with them.
The College Station School Board has unanimously approved next year's property tax rates and budget. Tax rate goes up by 3 1/3 cents next year due to bond issues. The rate for maintenance and operations remains the same. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A full house attending the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook briefing received updates on the high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas and regional highway projects. David Hagee of Texas Central Railway says they have the right of eminent domain under the Texas Constitution and other laws.
We cannot please everybody, but we're really trying to set a gold standard for the way we work with property owners. We are actually buying property as we speak. We're being very generous. Unlike a government, we are private, so we can offer above market or appraised rates.
TCR expects to start construction next year. And TxDOT's transportation director for the Bryan District, Chad Boney, says it's possible construction of the next leg of the Aggie Expressway could start at the end of next year.
You could easily be driving on a segment of that road by 2020. Now, that sounds a long time off, but now our fiscal 2017 for us starts next month. So it will be here before we know it.
On another project, the new underpass at Welburn and George Bush, Boney says it will take another year or two to acquire all the needed right-of-way. Scott & White Health Plan, an insurance program run by the Dallas-based Baylor Scott & White Health System, says in 2017 it will exit the federal health care marketplace established under the Affordable Care Act. The announcement follows Aetna's announcement earlier this week to stop selling plans on the marketplace. The votes are in, and Happy Texas is the favorite small-town Texas name.
The town without a frown, as they call themselves.
The Real Estate Center's David Jones says the Panhandle town covers 1.1 square miles and is home to less than 700 people.
The late rockabilly musician Buddy Knox hails from Happy. Nobody may remember him. They may remember his number one song, which was Party Doll.
Jones says Happy received 51% of the votes in the final round, beating out Cut and Shoot and Dime Box. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Well, the very hottest of the summer, we think, is over. Fingers crossed if that's the case. But remember this, you still have air exchange that goes on. You may not notice it this time of year. You notice it more when the weather's cold. But if your windows don't seal when the weather's cold, they don't seal when the weather's hot either. Remember this, that that's one of the products that Intercon has for you to help you be able to have as energy efficient a home as possible. Put in vinyl windows, replace maybe those windows that you have now, or repair the ones that you have if that's all that needs to be done. Of course, solar screens, we talk about that in the heat of the summer. That's important as well, and that'll continue. We're going to have some warm temperatures still, but maybe not just the blistering heat we've had. But know this, Intercon is always there, ready to help you out. And the way they do business at Intercon is they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon. It's a home-owned company. The folks who install the windows are your friends, your neighbors. They do all the work here in Bryan College Station, and they live in the area as well. So, homegrown company, helping you control your utility bills. It's Intercon, 823-3639.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking for a new job,
I go to the place that specializes in local jobs.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, and easy to use. Go online today and apply for a job right here in the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Alcohol use by persons under age 21 years is a major public health problem. Alcohol is the most commonly used and abused drug among youth in the United States, more than tobacco and illicit drugs, and is responsible for more than 4,300 annual deaths among underage youth. Although drinking by persons under the age of 21 is illegal, people aged 12 to 20 years drink 11% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for the weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds will persist not only today, but right into the weekend as the pattern which has stalled over the area remains stalled. We see the Bermuda High battling it out with a strong high up in western Canada. Clouds today, there could be a shower or a storm, 85 to 90. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm through the evening, mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance for a shower or storm, 90 to 95. Mostly cloudy afternoon storm Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report. In Major League Baseball, Jonathan Lucroy appears to be quite the productive acquisition as the Rangers sweep the A's, the Astros get swept by the Cardinals, and in Rio, the U.S. men's basketball team bests Manu Ginobili and the Argentinians in Rio. And we'll have all the details for that coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, you get busy, you forget about things. I had forgotten completely about the unusual name contest for the cities in Texas.
That's right.
I know.
And we ended up having a winner because we heard the first round, and I don't know that I remember even any other rounds after that.
Yeah, well, and it was one of those things. But they did say that our discussion about it on the Infomaniacs greatly helped voter turnout.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. Very nice. So
glad to hear that.
Yep, as soon as they got a little bit of spotlight on the radio show that they had a lot more voters.
Got a spike of voting there.
Yeah, but apparently Happy, because I asked him too, I said, did the residents in Happy reach out to y'all? And did they know about the contest?
Did they stuff the ballot box?
He said, absolutely.
Okay.
He said they sent in pictures and they were really excited about it.
Now, you see, and there are many, many places where social media has a place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly one of those places.
Yep, definitely.
I'm guessing Happy probably doesn't have a newspaper or a TV station or a radio station.
It doesn't sound like it.
So this is the way that they were able to push it out there and win. So in honor of Happy winning.
Well, all I want is party doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loved.
Buddy Knox from Happy Knox.
Come along with me, my party doll. Come along and be my
It's the simpler time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, there was some complaints about some a town that was not included in the contest.
Let's see. Right.
Toad Suck, Texas.
Okay. Well, you know. And
how could we forget?
Right.
You know?
Well, it's the kind of, look. Which one would you want on a T-shirt?
Exactly. Now, the cool thing was second and third place went to Cut and Shoot and Dime Box, which are right around
kind
here.
Of area places.
Exactly.
That's
true. All right. So, yeah, they did pretty well.
Always fun just to drive by the Cut and Shoot Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department.
Oh, yeah?
That steel building there that used to say that. I don't know if it still does. Haven't seen it in a while. But, yeah, they had that going on for them. But, And I'm sure that the Toad Suck is thinking, well, you know, if Pharrell Williams had done a song about us,
exactly,
we would have been way up there.
Well, yeah. My favorite was the line, though. You know, their official slogan is "The Town Without a Frown."
That's good.
But their unofficial is "We didn't like the movie either."
Oh, very nice.
There's the 1999 comedy film Happy Texas, which is based on the town, but it was filmed primarily in California, but apparently wasn't a real winner.
I remember seeing some of that a little bit of it. It's kind of a culty thing.
Gotcha.
All right, so if you've got an AT&T phone, there's some good news. The company says they'll be rolling out a new data plan that will eliminate, number one, overage fees.
Woo-hoo!
And number two, if you use more data than your plan allows, it'll just slow down your data speed till instead of the billing for your more data. So when you kind of get ratcheted down a little bit, then you'll know. The move comes just a month after Verizon rolled out a similar plan. T-Mobile eliminated data coverage overcharges in 2014. So
they're behind the times.
Others kind of responding to that. Gold's Gym, not here, not around here, actually in Egypt, in some hot water after posting an ad last Friday that features a picture of a pear with the caption, "This is not for a girl." There's not no shape for a girl.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Twitterverse exploded. Just exploded. You see, Abigail Breslin said that they should, quote, be ashamed of themselves. She believes things like this are the reason that 9-year-old girls develop eating disorders and particularly ticked that the company singled out females. Who is Abigail Breslin?
I don't know.
She started out as a child actress, and she's getting older, and she's been in a few other things. I believe she was in Ender's Game, things like that.
Yeah, I recognize her.
For the record, Gold says the posts were, quote, created and posted without our knowledge. They share in your anger. The company also says the ad is downright unacceptable and that fitness, quote, should make you feel strong in every way possible.
Normally I'm the type of person that's like, you know, quit being so sensitive.
Right,
but when I saw that ad, I was like, wow. Even I was like, wow, that's messed up.
Kind of like, what are you thinking?
Right. Yeah. Well, and I know that some Gold's Gyms are privately owned.
Well, and that's
exactly because there's different types of locations.
They terminated this contract on this franchise.
I would think so.
For that very reason. So there you are. Hey, you drive too fast in America, you get a ticket. In Germany, sometimes a little different. Driver in New Brandenburg attacked by an angry pedestrian yesterday for allegedly going too fast. As the 47-year-old BMW driver pulled into the parking space, pedestrian yelled at him, "Slow down!" When he didn't, pedestrian allegedly beat his car with a giant sausage.
Left a dent.
Nobody was injured. That's good. Pedestrian accused by police of property damage, though. Just saying. Okay, while we're doing that, police in Germany chasing a perp on a moped. When they got stuck, the police tailing the scooter suspect got their car stuck in the moped, veered down this little narrow path.
Those little alleyways you see in the movies.
That's right, those European things. Yep.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop the officers. No, they continued the chase on a bicycle.
Oh.
Officer grabbed a kid's bike in continued pursuit.
Yes.
Eventually, the man on the moped cornered, taken into custody. Police say that he was under the influence and possession of illegal drugs. Eventually, the police were able to go back and give the kiddo his bike
return
back.
Return the bicycle.
Yeah, after after they had used it for a tremendous chase scene down the alleys of Germany.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
MSC Opus presents An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Saturday, August 27th, Rudder Auditorium. She's no lady. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. And a night guaranteed to make a memory. Tickets on sale now at MSC Box Office and MSCOpus.org. Don't miss An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
Good morning. It's 7:21. It's still cloudy out there. That's nice, considering that, 3 weeks ago we were looking at 80 at 6, so it's better than it has been. And while we think about that and trying to be comfortable, think about the colors of clothes we wear. It's long been thought that you should wear white clothes when it's hot because white reflects the heat away from your body and the dark clothes would absorb the heat,
mm-hmm.
make you hotter. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But you may have noticed that many people in hot Middle Eastern countries wear black.
They do, or darker clothes.
Yep, yeah. They do. So why would they be doing that? Well, in a test of people wearing black robes versus the white robes in high heat areas, there was really no difference as far as comfort is concerned. They did find that the black clothing does absorb more heat, but that's where it stayed, in the fabric. Didn't transfer to the person.
Really?
Yep. That's what they're saying. What really turned out to be the key was the fact that the robes were loose, and so they allowed air to flow and, I guess, dissipate that heat. Also, the issue of the person wearing the clothes. If you wear light-colored clothes, the theory goes your body heat would reflect back at you, keeping you warm. Unfortunately, that hasn't been tested. Conclusion is that the color of your clothes that you wear isn't going to have nearly as much effect on how hot or cool that you feel. What probably is more important is whether or not the clothes are loose when it is hot. So,
you know, they say they didn't do a test on whether or not it reflects your own body heat back at you. But I think there's more of a light thing involved with that because light generates heat as well.
Kay.
Your body does not generate light. So, your body heat wouldn't be reflecting off of the white surface.
Okay, sure. Well, and my thing about it, the heat staying in the fabric and not transferring to your skin or to your body. Well, like an electric blanket, that makes me warmer than a normal blanket.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right. That's very true. So that's it. So there you go. If you're one who does one. And then, of course, there's that whole wicking thing that we got going on now, too.
Yeah.
You
know,
moisture wicking technology.
That'll cool for you. Hey, Tango. It's Tango, the marine mammal, was found off the coast of South Padre Island, tangled in some fish line. Experts think it's been trapped for at least 3 weeks. So volunteers for the Texas Marine Mammal Stranding Network joined with SeaWorld workers to capture the dolphin, Tango the dolphin, cut him loose. Rescuers removed 3 pounds of hooks, lures, and fishing line, plus weights, before transferring the animal to a veterinary care center. He is recovering and will be released back in the wild soon. Hey, Tango.
Oof.
Way to go. Now, I didn't see Sharknado The Fourth Awakens, is that what it was called?
I didn't see that one or any of the rest of them.
Well, I understand. Small fire in Oregon mixed with erratic winds to form a fire-nado.
Ooh.
A fire-nado. Cornelius Fire Department spokesperson Matt Johnston says a piece of farming equipment caused sparks, which ignited the blaze. The flames got caught up in a series of twisters, causing fiery tornadoes that shot flames and smoke 200 feet into the sky. 7 acres were scorched by the time the fire-nados ran their course. Johnston said that Oregon has had a tame fire season so far, but high temps over the past few days have threatened to put an end to that.
So basically what you're telling me is that a sharknado is possible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if the sharks happened to have been in the ground while the fire was there, then we would have had a fire-nado.
Oh.
One more thing to worry about.
More thing that's going to just end the world.
That's exactly right. So the top items in domestic garbage in U.S. America. Top items. Number 7, furniture and furnishings in at 7%. Wood packaging at 10%. 12% is what you'd call miscellaneous durables.
Okay.
Stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 13% is newspapers. 14% is food waste. 28% cardboard, corrugated boxes.
Ooh.
29%, number one and has been forever, yard trimmings.
Oh.
30% of U.S. American garbage is yard trimmings. So just remember.
Seems like that could be composted or
something.
Well,
it could,
right?
And Neil talks about that from time to time. He will remind you that you can do that. That's an option, but that's not where we are now.
Yeah.
7:26.
Howdy, I'm Roy Schickman with the Chamber of Commerce. I want to invite you to enjoy an incredible 2 days of food, fun, networking, and recreation. It's the Chamber's annual Lobster Fest and Golf Classic with title sponsor the Bank and Trust and platinum sponsor CC Creations. It all begins on Monday, September the 12th, when you have an opportunity to enjoy a great day of golf as you tee off at the Phillips Event Center. Then on Sunday, September the 18th, Lobster Fest will be held at the Brazos Center from 6 to 9 p.m. You can enjoy a fresh Maine lobster, an outstanding steak, and participate in our live and silent auctions. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for reservations.
I know parents want to send their kids to outstanding schools. Let me show you the outstanding school I go to. It's the Texas Public School, not far from my house. Lots of choices academically. Highly rated and experienced teachers. I love all the activities. My school has everything. Texas Public Schools. The closer you get, the better they look.
This message brought to you by the Texas Association of School Boards.
Good morning. It's 7:27. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see it yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on Action Sports. TX.com. Showers happening today, possibly 40% chance of those. They'll be kind of scattered out. 87 will be the high temperature. It's a 30% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow we'll have a 40% chance of rain and a high of 91. Elevates to 50% on Saturday and about 40% on Sunday and Monday. So still plenty of moisture in the air out there. Calm winds now, 100% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 74 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, I want to tell you about a guy named Alan Weiner. He's a law professor at Stanford and a Washington Post opinion writer. And he wrote a piece cheerleading the Obama administration decision to pay Iran $400 million in ransom before Iran released American citizens. The ransom payment, the regime claims, wasn't ransom. It was merely an unfortunate coincidence, they say, even though Obama's own Justice Department warned against paying it because it looked like a ransom. Weiner called it American diplomacy at its finest. Well, it turns out that Mr. Weiner has an additional source of income. He's also on the payroll of the Plowshares Fund. That's a group that helped Obama shape public opinion on Iran. The Plowshares is a key cog in the White House used to create a pro-Iran echo chamber in the drive-by media. The Plowshares Fund has been so successful that senior Obama officials openly brag it's their top pro-Iran PR weapon. Now, which takes us to Alan Weiner in the Washington Post. Neither Weiner nor the Post revealed that he's on the payroll of Obama's go-to pro-Iran accomplice when he wrote his article praising the Iran ransom payment. Now, it shouldn't surprise you. The corrupt drive-by media in Washington is rife with incestuous relationships between bought and paid-for journalists and the regime. They masquerade as objective reporters while engaging in the same kind of pay-to-play deals that the Clintons have perfected. If you are expecting truth or ethics from this people, you have to look elsewhere. Sadly, true.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2121. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2121.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has wrapped up 3 days of budget workshops.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniac says outside agencies, including the Convention and Visitors Bureau, should spend what they receive next year from the city. Berry says the CVB currently has $400,000 in reserve, and she says about $100,000 will be spent when they move into their new offices.
So short of that, you see that that reserve should pretty well be depleted after they've taken care of finding themselves a new home?
No, I think they'll still have reserves.
What number would you be comfortable with, you think?
Well, they need money to pay for their operations. The city pays them every month after they send in their financials. Some of the other funding entities don't pay on time, so they do need money to meet their payroll and their accounts receivable.
In Bryan, the council voted 5-2 on the proposal to keep the tax rate the same next year. Puppy Simic took 19 seconds to make his decision.
Councilmember Simic.
Yes.
Joining Simic were Jason Byinski, Al Sines, Rafael Pena, and Ben Hardiman. Greg Owens and Mike Sutherland voted no. None of the members gave an explanation. Public hearings are set for September 6th and 13th, with final action for the 13th. College Station School Board this week unanimously approved next year's budget and property tax rates. The rate for maintenance and operations stays the same, while the rate to fund bond issues goes up by 3 1/3 cents. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Progress continues on 2 transportation projects in Grimes County that also impacts College Station and Bryan. Those attending the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook briefing were told by the end of next year, construction could start on the next leg of the Aggie Expressway, and construction is scheduled to begin on the Texas Central Railway's high-speed passenger line between Dallas and Houston. The transportation director for TxDOT's Bryan District Office, Chad Boney, provided an update on the future underpass at George Bush and Welburn. He says it'll take another year or two to acquire all the needed right-of-way.
Now, what we have planned thus far is to separate out the bike ped from the vehicular movement to where you would be able to get through that intersection without having to share space as a walker or a biker with cars. And that would be a huge improvement.
Back to the bullet train, Texas Central's David Hagee says they have the ridership numbers that they will not have to be asking for public money.
In the politics of Texas, and I know a little bit about it, I cannot imagine anybody in the state legislature willing to write us a check, so if you can find someone, but our whole system is based on ridership. That started 6 years ago. That was those 4 years of work was to see if it was feasible before this ever even came out publicly. So we're very, very confident our numbers are not going to work.
Hagee says TCR is still in the process of getting investors in the current phase, which includes buying land along with larger investors who will fund the construction. Now, the latest trend in Texas transportation is high-end bus companies serving the largest cities. Several are currently offering Wi-Fi, plush seating, and the equivalent of a flight attendant. Zachary Elger with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says it's a good business model.
If you look broadly, inner-city bus services are pretty popular and actually serve a high number of riders.
One challenge is getting potential customers sold on the idea on riding a bus.
Marketing is a big part of any industry and any market. There is a need and a desire out there for alternatives like transit, like inner-city bus.
Elgert says buses could also reduce highway congestion. DPS is investigating the death yesterday morning of a City of Caldwell employee. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a Caldwell man fell off the side of a garbage truck and then was struck by the vehicle. The victim, 65-year-old Gary Lambert, was transported to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Another health plan is leaving the federal health care marketplace established under the Affordable Care Act. Yesterday, Scott & White Health Plan, an insurance program run by Dallas-based Baylor Scott & White, says their decision to leave the marketplace in 2017 was made before they became aware of United Healthcare and Aetna's decision to leave. It's all smiles in Happy Texas after winning the Real Estate Center's summer-long poll, Small Towns, Great Names. David Jones says the town located 30 miles south of Amarillo received 51% of the final round votes to beat Cut and Shoot and Dime Box for the title.
Town's real small at 1.1 square miles. The skyscrapers in that part of the country are mainly grain silos.
Jones says you might recognize the town from the 1999 comedy film Happy Texas.
At Happy, they say their official slogan is "The Town Without a Frown," and their unofficial slogan is "We didn't like the movie either."
Jones says even with less than 700 people, Happy residents were strong voters throughout the contest. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jill Jones with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. You may have heard we are in a seller's market in real estate. This is great news to most property owners, and they may be tempted to test the limits by overpricing their property. However, there are many pitfalls that may occur if a listing is overpriced. I can help explain all of them to you. I'm Jill Jones, and I would love to help you through the process. Contact me at liveinaggieland.com. I work where you live.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, brazosvalleybride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at statekubotadealers.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning. Coming up on 740, it's the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Got weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture across the region, it remains stalled. In fact, it now stretches from our area all the way up into southern New Jersey, and it's really not going to move a whole lot the next few days. Lots of clouds, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm for today, highs 85 to 90. Cloudy overnight, the risk of some showers and storms, especially through the evening, 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance for a shower or thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. And there could be a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, your Aggie football report will be there with Zach Taylor. Also, in Major League Baseball, the Rangers sweep their series with the A's, and the Astros get swept by the Cardinals for their fourth loss in a row. And in Rio, the U.S. sweeps the medals in the 100-meter hurdles. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, I was going to do the Olympics later. two of Team USA's breakout Olympic stars may soon be sharing the name with a lot of people. Simone Biles and Simone Manuel.
Is that right? I heard about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both won multiple medals in Rio Games, may have inspired a growing number of parents to consider using that name. The Google search for Simone baby names has spiked an impressive 230% in the month of August. Manuel, for her part in the idea of being someone's namesake, tweeted out Wednesday, LOL, my daughter will be named Simone Jr. Simone is derived from the name Simon, which is traditionally used for boys. Multiple baby name websites list Simone as meaning heard or to hear.
I heard it was like the first time it's peaked since like 2010 or 2012 or something like that. And the people who were talking about it was on this morning, earlier this morning. And they were saying like, we don't know why it peaked then, but now we know why it's peaking now.
Yeah. So what's the deal with the police and the swimmers?
Oh, Lord.
This is not good. This is not good.
Yeah. No, not. Well, so two of them were on a plane to come home yesterday, and they said, nope, don't think so. Took them off the plane. They were released from authorities, but with the expectations that they will still talk to them and kind of do a little bit more investigating. Ryan Lochte sounds like the only one who got back to the United States before they could take his passport from him.
He's long gone.
He's now coming out. He talked to, I believe, Matt Lauer from the Today Show yesterday, or I guess maybe early this morning, saying he's sticking to the story that they were robbed at gunpoint. But there's a few details that have been edited.
Like
the gun wasn't held to my forehead. It was pointed in my direction. We weren't actually pulled over. We were at a gas station. And then when we got back in the taxi, a couple of what looked like to be police officers came up to us and then robbed us. And
okay, so not quite what we thought.
Yes.
Okay, well, when it comes to sports, U.S. Americans aren't just a nation of couch taters. We are walking the walks and hitting the gyms and spending a lot of money on fitness and sports activities. Overall trends are up modestly, but the demographics tell us an interesting story, and that is participation in team sports down from the 1990s, but individuals are on the rise. Walking for fitness, treadmill, running, jogging, bowling, free weights, road bicycling, fishing, both fresh and other, hiking, and stretching plus a stationary bike. Those are pretty much your top few there.
Well, to me, those are ways to exercise.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like, and it can be difficult as an adult to find enough people to play a sport with you.
That's fair. And especially when you talk about, oh, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I've got something else that's going on.
I would love to keep playing volleyball, but it's hard to find, you know.
You can't play by yourself.
You can't. True. It's not one of those sports that you can play by yourself. Or even practice. With basketball, you can at least go shoot into a basket.
Tennis ball, you can hit against a wall.
Right. You know, volleyball is one of those tough ones. Softball or baseball, you can't really
I see an opportunity here to invent something.
Yeah.
Like, call it volleyball buddy.
Yeah, there we go.
See how that works. All right, so do you Pinterest?
I do a little. Yeah.
Pinterest is, I think, fair to say, basically, far more females do that than males.
Yeah.
Right.
Pinterest Inc. is forging ahead into the video advertising business, apparently. Well, they look around and they see lots of other social media players doing that. The image discovery service said it would begin displaying promoted videos. Is that advertising? Is that a nice word for that?
Yeah. Yep.
Allowing marketers to pitch their wares in video spots that can run as long as 5 minutes.
Wow. 5 minutes?
That won't work. Nobody does anything for 5 minutes on the internet.
I don't even watch videos that I want to watch for 5 minutes.
Up to 5 minutes will probably not work. Hello.
Well, I would like to think that, even if it is in a gas station and it involves the police, you're going to use the term pulled over, or if a gun's pointed at you, it's definitely at your head. I would say we would give the benefit of the doubt to our American athletes and not Brazil.
I got you. Okay, that's it. We're trying to give them a little leeway on that.
Well, the thing is he admitted that he's changed his story.
Yeah.
So.
Well, again, and it's but it's still in the news, and I guess we'll see how all that.
I just feel bad for the three that are stuck in Rio.
Yeah, that's true, and you know they're probably getting booed just because they're Americans.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so McDonald's came up with this really, really good idea. Parents do not equate McDonald's Happy Meals with physical fitness. So they decided to put together an idea that could change that with a new set of kids' toys. Instead of a plastic figurine or a book or a plush toy, McDonald's giving away activity trackers with Happy Meals in U.S. America and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this?
I did not, but that is a great idea.
You know, and on the surface, it did. It sounded like a great idea.
There's
more. The fact that McDonald's is able to move that quickly, going, okay, people think bad things about us. We need to come up with something that will make people think good things. So here we go.
Most people associate McDonald's with fattening food, not fitness. The burger chain tried to tweak that image by including activity trackers in its Happy Meals for kids. They attach to the wrist like watches and count the number and pace of the wearer's steps. But instead of getting kids moving, the bands gave some of them rashes, according to complaints by parents. The company is investigating the skin irritations and offering kids an alternative toy.
That's unfortunate.
No good deed goes unpunished, I guess. I'm not sure.
Unfortunately, when kids, when the poor children were exercising, they would sweat, too.
I just wonder where they were made. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. We may hear more, we may not, but that's the story there.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Here's a fact that may come as a surprise to a lot of couples. Intimacy and sex are not the same thing. Most couples enter marriage thinking that sex will be the easy part of their relationship. The fact is, one of the top reasons for marital conflict is how a couple relates sexually, especially younger couples. They're often unprepared for the many ways that everyday responsibilities can interfere with their physical intimacy. There are a lot of challenges. It could be unrealistic expectations, the couple's age, busy schedules, or the hurdle of finding privacy with young children around. All of those dynamics can be problematic if couples think the only way to create intimacy with each other is through sex. But as important as sex is to intimacy in marriage, it's only one part of the equation. Connecting emotionally is equally vital, and that can still be achieved even when other factors are interfering with physical intimacy. It takes a little creativity, but you can come up with a lot of ways to connect emotionally without being physical. Enjoy a cup of tea or coffee together while you watch the sunrise or sunset. Snuggle on the couch and watch a movie, or have a heart-to-heart conversation around a candlelit dinner after the children are in bed and asleep. There are countless possibilities. Just remember that sex is not the only way to achieve intimacy in your relationship. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-96-STEEL. Call 866-96-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-967-8335.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Well, as the Aggie football season quickly approaches, here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Well, the focus shifted to the secondary this week. Position coach Terry Joseph says, despite the departures of two starters, the defensive backs could be better than last year.
Well, you know, first of all, we got more pieces, and I think we have, by having more depth, we have more things that we can move around, and we have some great talent back there, obviously with Watts and Donovan and Justin Evans, and now we got Nick Harvey and some of those other young guys who are coming along really nice. And so now we're just competing to see how can we get our best five or six DBs out there when the package calls for it.
Now, you heard Coach mention several of the guys, one being junior Nick Harvey, who also spoke with the media. I asked Nick what he felt was the best part of his game heading into the year.
I play with my feet instead of more with my hands. A lot of cornerbacks mess up trying to play more with their hands, but playing with your feet, it gets you in the right spot. And without playing with your hands, you right there with them.
Harvey played in all 13 games for the Aggies last year, making 29 tackles and defending 4 passes. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor. Thank you, Zach. Heading out to Arlington for Major League Baseball.
Hendricks with the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a ball looped over first into right field. A base hit for Lucroy.
DeShields is home. Desmond trots in. Digging hard for third is Beltre. He'll be held there. It's a two-run double for Jonathan Lucroy. The Rangers are up 6-2.
Yu Darvish struck out 9 in the Texas Rangers beat Oakland 6-2 last night, giving the right-hander his first victory in the last 11 starts against the AL West rival Athletics. Darvish had a demonstrative show of emotion, pumping his fist and letting out a shout after striking out Coco Crisp in the end of the 7th inning. All-star center fielder Ian Desmond and recently acquired Jonathan Lucroy each had 3 RBIs as the AL West Rangers completed a 3-game series sweep. The Rangers hope to keep that momentum going as they take on the Rays in Tampa tomorrow at 6:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston...
That was a long one to right. Did he get enough of it? Get up. Here it goes. Big fly, Hazelbaker. And it's 4-0 Cardinals.
Carlos Martinez took a no-hitter into the 6th inning. Jeremy Hazelbaker and Brandon Moss hit home runs, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Houston Astros 8-2 yesterday. Doug Fister allowed 4 runs in 4 innings for Houston. Hoping to avoid a 5-game skid, the Astros take on the Orioles in Baltimore today at 6:05 p.m. In other Rangers news, right-hander Lucas Harrell has been placed on the 15-day disabled list after coming out of his start with a right groin strain. Texas made the move before its series finale last night against Oakland, also recalling right-hander Nick Martinez from AAA Round Rock. Texas also announced its pitching rotation for the upcoming weekend series at Tampa Bay, with all-star lefty Cole Hamels going Friday before A.J. Griffin and Martin Perez after that. In Fort Worth, IndyCar drivers will have Back the Blue decals on their cars and wear caps representing local police and national law enforcement agencies when they resume their rain-interrupted race at Texas Motor Speedway on August 27th. Right here at home, a former Texas A&M player has been released from prison on probation after serving 3 months of a 10-year sentence for robbery. The Eagle reports ex-defensive lineman Isaiah Golden of Carthage received probation Tuesday. Under an agreement for his guilty plea for robbery, Golden had his sentence reevaluated by a state district judge to determine if probation was a more appropriate sentence than prison. Golden must still pay a $1,500 fine and testify against another ex-A&M player, linebacker Darian Claiborne, who, like Golden, was arrested in 2014 and dismissed from the team. Court documents indicate Golden and Claiborne were accused of robbing 3 men at gunpoint during an alleged drug deal. In Rio, Kevin Durant finished with 27 points, and the U.S. men's basketball team reeled off a 27-2 run in the first half of a 105-78 pounding of Argentina to advance to the Olympic semifinals. DeMarcus Cousins added 15 points for the U.S., which will battle Spain on Friday in a rematch of the last 2 gold medal games. NBA veteran Manu Ginobili had 14 points for Argentina in what was likely the last international game for the team's veteran players. Also in Rio, the United States swept the medals in the 100-meter hurdles, with Brianna Rollins winning in 12.48 seconds. Nia Ali had silver, and Christy Caslin claimed the bronze. American Tori Bowie picked up bronze in the women's 200 meters, which was won by Elaine Thompson of Jamaica. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of, or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker and Associates. Now, off the air, I was looking at some of these properties that you guys have, because I mean, a lot of people, you know, buying and selling homes can range from, you know, smaller homes to bigger homes. I was looking at some of the big ones, the estate properties.
Right.
Wow.
Those are fun to look at, right?
They're amazing.
Yeah. Lots of activity on those too lately.
Yeah.
We went through a period of time here in the market over the last 7 months or so, 7 to 10 months, where we had a little bit of a slowdown in the estate estate property market. But I'll tell you what, in the last 10 to 14 days, it's been insane. Traffic is just through the roof. So that's always a good sign and something that we like to see as far as strength in the market overall.
Sure, that's good for the market. That's good for our economy locally here, mm-hmm. everything. That's just mm-hmm. a good thing to see happening.
Mm-hmm. And it's local people. It's people from other countries. It's people from other parts of Texas. So good stuff.
Awesome. Want an estate property? Get in touch with Jen Swiker and the ZA team at zarealestate.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did you know that your brain boots up in the morning just like a computer? As you yawn and open your eyes, your brain stem sends those little puffs of nitric oxide to another part of the brain, the thalamus, which then directs it elsewhere, like a computer booting up its operating system before running more complicated programs. The nitric oxide triggers certain functions that set the stage for you doing some real complex thinking.
I feel like my computer is about 30 years old.
A study says that these first moments of the day, sensory information flood the system. The bright sunlight coming through. No, that's not us.
No.
Okay, the alarm clock. How's that?
There
that works,
go.
Yeah. And
clocks.
Yes, okay, yeah, whatever happens to work. Or the animals, or, yeah, radio. Yeah. And all of that needs to be processed and organized so the brain can understand its surroundings and begin performing the tasks of the day. Kind of like you wake up and go, where the heck am I?
Yeah.
So you got that. Okay. Next hour, we finally have an algorithm that will find signs of depression in your Instagram feed. So now you get to think about that. Get to think about how your Instagram feed, what it's really